Heavenly Father,
Notre Dieu,
we come to you once again with
thanksgiving.
And thank you for this privilege that we can lift our hearts to you and pray. Thank you for this wonderful group of people here
today.
Whom we count a precious part of your bride. I pray your richest blessings upon us all as we
share
the word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Alright, we're going to turn in the Word of God to 2 Peter. First Peter. I'm sorry, 2 Peter. I want to read verse 19. It reads like this. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed. As a light that shineth in a dark place. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. You may be seen, please. The Word of God tells us that there's coming a day when the day star is going to rise in our
heart.
But until then, we have a more sure word of prophecy. And it will be as a light that shines in the dark place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now I want to go to the board here.
Hallelujah.
And I want to talk about the day star. But I want to draw something on the board to help you as we go along. So bear with me just a moment, please. Everything starts with God, the Eternal Spirit. But we read in your hearing today about the day star. And we realize there's only one star visible in the daytime. That is the sun, S-U-N. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what lightens the earth. Now all the other stars come out at night. Hallelujah. But the sun is the day star that lights the earth. So coming down from God, He created the sun.
Now, Jehovah.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Everything starts with God.
Yo, that is the time to turn out of.
Amen. And then He, in the beginning, He created the Lord Jesus Christ in His mind and in His thoughts.
A omkutandika nitureba Kristovo arukuhangwa omutekerezo bye no mumutekateka ye.
Revelation chapter 3 says He's the beginning of the creation of God.
Ahabwokuba okushururwa shura.
Chapter 3 of the book.
Shura kashatu na jeremuwe tandika okuhangwa kwaruhanga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we find Jesus is the beginning of the creation of God. He created everything with Him before He actually brought it into being.
Amen.
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 In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with
God.
And when the time came,
Paul
calls it when the fullness of time
comes.
God sent forth His Son.
Rahanga, yeah, your head is up on my knowing.
Made out of a woman, made unto
law.
To redeem them that were under the law.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So everything goes out from
that.
Now, we read that today's star would rise in your heart.
On their feast day of Pentecost. отсутствует помощь.
But the plan of salvation hadn't come to the Gentiles.
Oka prani okushurwa ekabeta kizrawa ya mahanga obuyezo bogi.
Their Pentecost was to be about 8 years later.
Eogaima okushurwa Pentecoste awo shijenyaka mnana ya gaima.
At Cornelius' house.
Omuju ya Cornelio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first few years after the church started, God took out the Jews, the people that live and reign with him in the millennium. In the millennium. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They were to rule in and around Jerusalem. But there's a whole world besides that. That God wants to take out a people for His namesake,
Jerusalem.
In the book of Matthew, the 19th chapter, Peter said, we have left all and followed thee. What shall we have
therefore?
He said, you that follow me in this life, you shall sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the Jews not going to rule over the Gentiles. And the Gentiles not going to rule over the Jews. God let the Gentiles rule over the Gentiles. And the Jews will sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. So God took out first the people out of the Jews. And we find when the fifth seal was open. That the Jews were called the brethren. But the Gentiles called the bride.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he took out the Jews first. And later the gospel came to the Gentiles. When God finished up with the Jews, I want to draw something on the board to help us see that. Jewish Pentecost.
Pentecost.
33 AD to about
40
AD.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church ages hadn't started yet.
The trailer and the
church age started about 53 AD. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter was the apostle to the Jews.
Now, Rachel, Peter was a man, and Tuma, Avaya, Avaya.
Peter, apostle.
Jews. Atari, and Tuma, Avaya.
That's Galatians chapter 2.
Avaya, Shuri.
Galatians chapter 2.
Ama Galatya şunu iyi bilin.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. In Galatians chapter 2, that Peter was the apostle to the circumcised.
Ne treva o Galatya şunu iyi bu Petero ya bile gettuma ya bile gettuma başlasın bu.
But Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Well, that's what Paul acaba de entrar a Bahia Mahanda.
That's Romans 11:13.
Avaroa, it took an hour or we took an issue.
Now we hadn't started into the church ages yet.
Where do the Catholic Church of St. Jabez and Sal?
Now the light from the sun is coming right down here on the Jew.
The Trera, what we shall know about in the Purgari Zola, nuk vanda kushvera alajdai.
His face is shining like the sun.
The Trera, how may shanje, the harkat kushana.
Amen, the happy open book.
Now which could run move, or what could this double chief with it?
Hey, there's a good book open.
I'm going to knock at the cache, I'll be back.
Let me get this Little book. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, which is Christ. You, Paul says ye are the epistle of Christ.
Paulo, na grande plena, fri, e varuha, e handi chilwe.
He said, you are the Word.
Na direkti projection of me.
And in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthews,
Amo shure e kubine shatu, e yomu kitabo e chamartayo,
Jesus gives a parable as a sower that goes forth to sow seed.
No leva, ha yeso kavana gamba or fumu or bokubiba embebo, kubiba embebo.
And in the early beginning, it was only good seed that was sown.
Kani o kutani katreva akavar weche embebo e jeme arunuwe.
There was no tear among them.
Ogo e jeme mo kuyari ne rumba akavar tar weche e jwanji.
That was a later happening.
Now, then, church,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's in this early age.
Now, then, church,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we get over here from about 40.
When trevo truxicou na copa matuniana,
we'll say 53.
Cusca o batano nishatu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now the church age hadn't started yet.
The book of Acts is open. It's the
first
story to be read.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Paul was the apostle.
Paul, Akavari, and Tuma.
Paul, apostle.
Akavari, and Tuma.
Apostle, people. All right, Paul the Apostle.
The trail of Paul I go to
now. Okay, now we're starting here from 53 AD.
There are 12 gold naka of what? So, Tano Nishatu?
To about 170.
Which ka of what? Iganajaju.
Which constitutes the beginning of the church age.
Aho, Nahotruk Tanichira of Tanichiro, go see of Ekanisa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, before the church age begun, God sent Apostle Paul to the Gentiles.
Rahanga, Akamanzaya Tuma, and Tuma Paulo, and Kujoya Rezaman Yamahanga.
When the Jews rejected the word, according to the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul tried to preach his revelation to the Jews. But they blasphemed
him.
And Paul said it was first necessary that the gospel be preached to you first.
Paul, I only asked you that the man who, she kinetengwa kugira ngo injiri ebanze baburwe.
He said the thing you judge yourself unworthy of eternal life.
Okamenu obumashanjwe murukwereka kabatashemerira bagaragaza waho.
Lo, we turn to the
Gentiles.
For thus has the Lord ordained.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this will aid you.
We're nothing to ever as we ever sit over.
How in abuse or a spouse has felt like.
How do you overcome your Jereza?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But Paul said, I fear as the serpent beguiled Eve.
Porque Paulo, ali na leva, na jafoca, nintina, nkokwenjoka ya tejre awa.
And humans can beguile from the simplicity that's in Christ.
Ni mwomoga, mukata ni kakumiwa miwa, muruga o mchuresi, o mwomba Kristo.
So the serpent beguiled his early church.
Mwenobo, nondru kurega na yanjoka ni ya mastare, aliona atanika kutega atende kanisa.
Satan slipped me in there. That longing to draw disciples after himself.
As
in Acts
20. Paul was about to go off the scene.
Oh, the power, I can't believe.
But he said, as soon as I go, there'll be among you that will arise and draw disciples after
themselves.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Paul gave the warning. God took him home. Before the first age, face shining, let's say, how do we do that? Face shining. Okay, that's what it's about. Light. Sun. Amen. Now all this is before the first church age began.
El Jordan Tudela of Sidamo Pazatakazis, Takatanji.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll get that left foot. He put his left foot, right foot on the sea, and left foot on the earth. Let's get that in Revelation chapter 10. Right foot upon the sea. I'm going to get that light right there. I-V-H-T on C. All right. Right foot.
Oh, I'll put the direction in charge of you.
I'm thinking, Pastor, and I'm right here, right foot. Okay. Right foot on C. Amen. Praise God. Now his face is shining like the sun. He has a
Cornelio.
That was about 40 AD.
Okay, come up with no kwamba tunyana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And that's when the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles.
By this
time, God's already struck Paul then with a great light and told him, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the 18th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul shook the dust off his feet to the Jews. Said, your blood be on your own head.
Oh, he goes
to the Gentiles. So has the Lord commanded us. Amen.
Amen.
Now God has got out the brethren already called them out.
Nobo, abaya bishemwe akama zile kuleta.
Amen. I want to put a note in right here.
Nizendangu.
I want to say something right here. Okay. Amen. I want you to notice that God calls the Jews the brethren. They're the brethren of Jesus Christ. To the Jews, they're the elder, he's the elder brother. Not to us, he's our bridegroom.
Abantu abo yabesha abari yabesha bagali shemi. mind is included in the Son of God.
Hallelujah. He had 12 apostles to the Jews.
A kawaite ama entuma ikumi nibiri esiyayo herisezonga ikumi nibiri zama idaya.
Hallelujah. Paul was that. Apostle to the Gentiles.
Oka wa Paulo akawaite entuma ama nyamahanga.
That was one sent to call out the people for his name's sake.
No way. Obo atumi we ofeta abantu Christ.
Call out. God sent Paul to call out the people of the Gentiles. That was his
name. Yeah,
busy like
this. Na Paulo ofeta abantu abo ahabu busy na jamkamaruchi.
To be married to Christ. Kujirangu.
Bahinju. Yesu Christo Kofuri.
No world or the nation of Israel married to Christ.
Daro. No me on Israel. Or I can go pray for Kintu for Christo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now watch out here, God. Okay. Has spell here. I-R-E-A-L. Israel.
Israel. Israel.
God's mind. Amen.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, Israel was called God's wife.
Israel, one
of the prophets, God told them to take a woman of heart.
No,
to type out the way Israel was doing, going okay. Out to
strange God. To the Yaga and Kufafronda, Mariah, Kushwera Mariah, Akawa, Nayorekangu, Ogo Mariah, Net Shani, Echa Israel, Nayope, Erai.
Alright. In the Old Testament, Israel was God's wife.
Ogo Naganeira, Israel, Kayendu Mucharwa, Ruhanga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. By the prophecies of the Old Testament, Israel become pregnant as that woman of Revelation chapter
12,
she brought forth a man-child who was the new all nation with
Rabbi.
He was called up to the throne of God.
He
remained till the end time. Amen. As the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Produced by the prophecies of the Old Testament. The virgin Jacob saying, Jesus had to be born from the nation of Israel. That made the Jews his brethren.
Amen.
Amen. We were born in strangers in the covenant.
That's
in Ephesians chapter 2 and 3. We were pilgrims and strangers to the covenant. Because the covenant was made in Israel. But when they rejected the word, that Jewish branch was broken out.
In
a while, all his branch was drafted into the tree.
That's what
we are, that wild olive branch.
But
that wild olive branch get all the fatness of the
نتريبا ركيجا جاكو مربابا مغارا أغارو قوم نزيل
Amen.
The word of God says Romans 11:25
يتشيقابا جرحاني يتشيقابا مباروما يكومين ايه مربابا نتانو
That Israel was blind in part.
Who Israel? Ekahu misibgalo. Omko kumarogile.
Ela jeta bilani.
Omu shoma baya mahara.
Amen. Then that branch will be drafted back into the stalk again.
Denerogo abapurivane branch wakita Israel. Kita ji.
Now the gospel is in the hand of the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the church fell away like Israel. Of Revelation.
예수님으로 애치다고 쪽수로와 지루파한 리처와
네
지루파한 리처와 apostołu obu Johana wynajęli kwieli.
Paul introduced the bride to Christ.
Paul akanjura omugore ya manjura Christo.
God took him off the scene.
Dero kwanima rahanga ya mutwara.
But there's to be a marriage.
Goka aka arachemile kuba hofshe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want to read. I'll begin reading in verse 4.
Yenaftanika shoma mufira arirwa kaga.
This is 96 AD, 30 years after Paul went off the scene.
Umaka obachele namkaga obge enyaka makunya chatwe wireho Paul amazwe kwa.
So Paul didn't preach about seven spirits.
Paul tarawurira genyo yomshanju.
Paul didn't preach about seven thunders.
Paul tarawurira genyo yomshanju.
Paul didn't preach about seven seals.
Paul tarawurira genyo yomshanju.
He's already been gone 30 years to this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to read here verse 4 of Revelation 1. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Amen. I want you to know these seven churches actually existed in Asia in the days when John wrote. There were seven pastors in those seven churches. Hallelujah. One of the messengers has already come and gone. That was six more to come. So these seven pastors, these seven churches in Asia typed all this out.
Now,
John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne. Amen.
Amen.
Now here's something coming into the church that Paul didn't preach about. That was to be seven angels. Look at the seven churches. Which shows the seven angels would come to the seven stars through the church
ages.
Amen.
Amen.
Now this church age, the last one starts about 96 AD, or
19
and 6. Now how many knows who the messenger was this last church age?
No,
who was the messenger of this last church age?
Yeah.
So let's put it down here. Vanham.
Vanham.
Brother Brian.
Oh, shall we, brother?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now there's messengers each one of these days, and we know them all, you do too, but I don't want to take the time. Amen, because we only have this morning and afternoon service, but I want you to watch. Here's the time period.
Hapun tulewa obiro hu, kukabine etu nazaru, mokani yendamu mtuare, mtuare mnonga, ahadogo utrumu. Hapun kwa nilewa pile sabisi, emeje ya sika ramani, etrumu, nendije ya sika leo mmasi.
This is the church age today.
Mvenu obrovine, obrovine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now the next verse says,
Orinirashu kura kao onurjati.
Verse 9.
Wakata.
Greetings now. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood.
Kandi ebrukuruka ari Yesu Kristo kare bwesibwa obuzigisho obukusoka kandi yo mutetechi owabagabe bensi obo otukunda kandi owatukomoreye omuchinga mubintu byetu neshagabaye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was greeting from the Almighty.
The trail from the Kurukunda Oshoboroshi.
Greeting from the seven spirits. And greeting from Christ himself to the church. Remainder of chapter 1 shows him as being the high priest.
Sealed up. And
I was home in 1963.
Kambenu omnata parkumurwenda nkaga nishatu.
Fell angel, can you be around?
Omar Sora, nitwela akat. Amarika mshanji barukshuma.
Back east and on the seventh rail.
Babuka ngamuche mbaka kubisawa o shu o shumure. Oburra omnansom shanji.
5, 6, 7. Alright.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amina.
They came, the seven angels. There in Revelation chapter 1 came to John.
Nimak Akisha, Abba Marita Shanza, Israel, Johanna.
We pick it up in Revelation chapter 10.
Tutsinturebe, Trukka Akshurubai Shurei Kumi.
They uttered their voices. They uttered their voices, the seven angels. John picked up his pen to begin to write. What the thunder
does. Andika edebya gandwe lukhinda mshana.
He wrote everything else that he said, but what the thunder noted, he said right enough.
Akahandika ebintu zoona, pokebya ebintu n'akashebya zoona kwako kukhinda, nalicho lizimbe kufanyi.
In Revelation chapter 1, verse 20,
Mokushuru lwashira yomwanzo lwa makumi abiri,
he speaks of a mystery relating to all this.
Nagamba abonano obinaka kwaze nizo bagitu.
And that word is a singular mystery.
Kandi kuburyecho tureba mu
singular mystery. The word mystery is singular.
Oh, no turukurebera ekigambo obubonano buliko obubonano bumwe.
I want you to notice it's not all the mysteries of the Bible, but a certain mystery.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now that seventh angel saying this mystery singular is going to be finished. Amen. I want to read verse 20 now. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. He said the mystery of the seven stars
with
thy thoughts in the right hand.
Amakuru genye nyozo mshanju ezu areba omukono gwanje ogwaburyo.
And the seven candlesticks.
Kandi omukono gwe kabaza mshanju ebyezabu.
The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
Ezenye nyozo mshanju nubo amarika bako bakalisa mshanju.
And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
Let me
reread that for you quickly.
Because
I got on the same line twice. Got to back up and do it over. Now let's read that one again. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand,
and
the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The point I want to make here. Is that there was a mystery concerning the seven stars and the seven church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now Paul preached none of these things. All of this was foreign to what Paul preached. So our message is in this hour, get back to what Paul preached. When we get back to Paul, what Paul preached, we're out of the church
ages.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother
William Brown was the last one of the seven church
ages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul gave us instruction before he left. He said when the church reached the fullness of the stature of the man Christ Jesus, that would be a five-fold ministry preaching to the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the ministry of heaven for the perfecting of the saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means we got to be through all these ages. Now, this Revelation chapter 10 was written in 96
AD.
Hallelujah. Where
did that
hear? Before any of this ever happened. And Paul's been dead 30 years when it was written. He has already given the final instruction for the perfecting of the saints.
Which means
we got to get through all this age. Then we pick right back up where Paul left off.
There by to a left Paul
obey what the prophet said. When he said, go back and preach what Paul
preached.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's read Revelation 10 now. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven.
Alright.
Come down from heaven clothed with a cloud. Amen. He was surrounded in a cloud, therefore it takes a revelation to see him.
That's that day star,
the sun.
Yes, we dream up
his face to shine like the sun. But the only one can see it is those it's revealed to.
Amen.
That's why God put a cloud around him. We got to have it by revelation. We got to see it by revelation.
Okay.
When Jesus came, he was surrounded in a cloud the first time.
Jesus Cristo, while preaching, the treva, I said to which truth.
No one knew it except those that God revealed it to. So here it comes. He's here today. But he's surrounded with a cloud. Hallelujah. We can see him. When I look at you, I see members of his body. When it comes to him like that, you can be baptized into his body. Because he's here.
Amen.
There are three baptisms. Amen. There's a baptism of water. That's strictly in the human realm. That's what we do. We baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, you be baptized with the Holy Ghost. But Paul spoke of being baptized into the body by one spirit. Church had one mind.
The
mind of Christ. You're a member of his body.
Amen.
That's why when he looked at you,
he
got to see Christ first. So I see Christ this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. year. Clothes
of attire
and a rainbow on his head.
Uh-huh.
And his face shining like the sun.
Amesho ge beaka kezova.
And his feet had built on the fire.
Namakuruje kenye muzomuro.
Now listen here, next verse. And he had in his hand a little book open.
Akabai no singo pakatabo kashur wile wet.
He set his right foot upon the sea.
Yata chichere checha wuryo hanyanja.
Alright, watch this. Left foot.
Nachi nechere che echa musho.
On the land. On land. Amen.
Amen.
Now it's 2,000 years between the right foot on the sea and left foot on the land.
Okay, chumsurewa nengi maeriaka hiyan kumimini. Natai chitereche chaburyo ahanyanja pechambosho ahansi.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the book was open, that's first aid.
Kamitrevo akatabo kakadipriwe.
That is a song that says, my life's an open book to Jesus. And brother, I'm not ashamed. I was born to be my Savior, that's more than worldly fame. That's just
fine.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So it's 2,000 years roughly between foot on the sea and foot on the land.
Now we're just living here, cause we're little poor. I look at you, get it, get out of your
ahanyanja, get out of your. The seven spirits were that of John.
Okay, now you're saying that you,
eka Johanna. Foot on the left foot on land. Seven spirits came to William Branham, and that
spirit Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
But Branham made known that lamb beast that come up out of the earth was USA.
Pardon?
Brother Branham made known to us.
Oh, we said Branham, I got to make it.
In the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, a lamb beast
come
out of the earth. He said, that earth is USA.
Seeking
multitudes of
people. U.S. United States.
Amen.
Amen.
2,000 years between. Alright, they had the open book. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's get this.
Kachikao.
Little.
Akatabo kachi.
Book. Open.
Kibuiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was sealed up while the church ate
it. Therefore,
you're the same thing the early church was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the same thing the early church was. That is the, and that is the bride of Christ. That is the bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Alright. Left foot on land.
Revelation
came to
me around.
Now notice that we read further here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And cried with a loud voice, this verse 3.
As
when a lion roared. How many have heard a lion roaring in this last day? Hallelujah. What does the word say? The lion roared. Who can but prophesy?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
hanura.
That went a message forth roaring like a lion.
Aho obutuma obukwiza kokwinda kwentare.
It came in the early church.
Bukwiza obutuma bwa buroho bukwiza kubanza.
The same voice speaks again just last day.
Kandi nicyo kimwe tureba mu kwigamba no mu biro bwa buhero.
Let's continue. And he cried with a loud voice, that's when the lion roars, and when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Yagambarira karahango ko kwentare tsinda, kandi kuyagambire, erupiye namshanju, yagamba.
That was in 96 AD.
Omwaka obwa nshanju, obwatebe nomkaga.
Amen.
Amina.
It's about 96 over here. 96 AD. We'll get right in here. Oh yeah, I've already got it. Praise God. In 96 AD, seven thunders uttered their voices. In 96 AD, seven thunders uttered their voices. As the seven spirits came to John. Amen. John was about to write what to say. Watch verse 4. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. In 96 AD, John was about to write what the thunder said. He understood clearly what they said. But the great authorizing voice from God says, write it not. Said, seal it up.
God doesn't come in that commence.
With how many seals?
No man so
many. It was sealed with seven seals. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lift his head to
heaven.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever. Who created heaven and the things therein are. And the earth and the things that therein are. And the sea and the things which are therein. That there should be time no longer.
In
other words, this time period has run out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But watch what verse 7 says. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. When he shall begin to sound. Notice this. The mystery of God. That word is singular. It's the same mystery that's spoken of in Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. It relates to seven church ages and seven stars. Amen.
Amen.
That the mystery of God should be finished. As he has declared to his servants the prophets. As he has declared to his
servants.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, the mystery that started right here in 53 AD.
It's been now,
it's been Lord remained the mystery until
1960.
Under the fifth messenger, it wasn't known. Under the sixth messenger, it wasn't known.
Okay.
Only under the seventh church age messenger.
Amen.
When the seventh angel sang, these seven angels came to Brother
Branham.
Said, go back east and open the seventh seal. He didn't say open six seals, he said open seven.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.